up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big O are back in the house. What's up, man? How's it going?
It's going good. How about yourself, Jester?
Oh, man, it was a rough start. Had some technical difficulties and then made a bad decision by leaving the fucking bong too close to the fucking desk, and it bumped a little bit. And yeah, now I have two pieces of a bong. So after this, I have to go to glass shop and get that fixed.
Well, you know what? Smokies always take you in.
That's true. That's true. And if they can't repair it, oh, well, fuck it. I'll just buy another one.
Why don't they make bongs out of rubber?
Right?
They have
some with like a silicone case that goes around it. I should probably invest in that shit.
Yeah, fleshlights, I think that's what they're called.
Flesh bongs. Fleshlight on one side, fucking bong on the other. You just turn it over.
I have seen the KFC fleshlight. That was pretty cool. Right? So you got a thigh meat on the top with a spread in the middle. I have seen the Chinese takeout food fleshlight, which is interesting enough, trying to stick your D inside of that fortune cookie. But I have not seen a bong fleshlight.
Right? We're entrepreneurs here, like we just saw at the beginning of the season.
Brought to you by R&B Corp.
So,
oh.
Yeah, man. It just seems like one bad decision after another, but that's not all bad. It gives us fodder for the show, you know what I mean? Like music, right? Music, plenty of fucking bad decisions made in music, like Toby Keith, right? Not Toby Keith, was it who did that song that Try That in a Small
Jason Aldean.
My bad. Toby Keith would have died.
Yeah, well, you know what, you can't try to contemplate who actually died that day.
True.
Yeah, Jason Aldean didn't even think that one through, though. You know, Try That in a Small Town. Okay, you know, I understand saying that every now and then. We, you know, when you live in a town and you know you feel full of pride and you're like, yeah, this is my place and not in my own town. And then you look at your hand, you're like, I am the whitest motherfucker, just like everybody in this town, and not in front of this courthouse where we, you know, hung a black child over looking at a white woman back in the 30s, but not here where we ethnically cleanse on a palatable basis. He didn't really think that through.
And naming the album Stay Out of My Yard, You Spick Hippie Jew Monkey probably didn't help either.
Wow, Jago. That's the appendix on that one.
I was thinking to myself, a little racist to you, or is it just me? But then I don't want to be that guy that points it out, and everybody else is like, absolutely nobody was thinking that, you fucking racist.
Yes, he likes stir-frying his rice.
That shit caught a lot of backlash. I was like, oh, fuck, he really didn't think that shit through, did he?
But, you know, the smart thing to do, which I think I don't think he meant anything bad about it. We make jokes, obviously. Really did not think that through. But the smartest thing he did was not say a fucking word. He let that shit die down by not bringing it up. But two goofballs did.
We got you, folks, every week on RNBC.
Yeah, we'll be here every Tuesday, Thursday. Try the veal. And don't forget to tip the waitress. Yeah, that was a horrible choice in, you know, thinking about, you know, the song and the pretense and, you know, the backdrop of a video. It just didn't need to be done.
Nah, I think I thought it was going to be Trump's re-election song. You know what I mean? Like, you know how many fucking racists flock to that thing? Like, fucking, like the racist version of the Macarena.
Yeah, those spick wop dude Judegos. Yeah, they're great. Great, great little town. Don't try this in a small town. Not my small town.
Hey,
Macarena. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. You know, when you think about it, that was mild in most cases, but you know, there was other musicians that came up with song lyrics that they didn't really think about, you know, and you know, the guy who keeps saying that he's part of the, you know, average person still, which I really don't think so, because he's a, you know, twice over millionaire and then some. The Boss.
Yeah, fucking Springsteen.
Yeah. He was blinded by the light way back in the 70s, and that shit tanked. Not to, you know, throw insult to injury on a song, but then Manfred Mann picks it up, and those guys from across the seas, they start singing that song, and they do a great job. You listen to the song, it's a great cover. Yeah. Wrapped up like a douche. is what it sounds like. But no, they're not talking about feminine products, please, you know.
I know it's revved up like a douche, but every time I sing it, it's wrapped up like a douche.
A douche. What a bloody mess.
Yeah, probably could have picked a different rhyme scheme for that one.
I don't know. I mean, when you talk about picking, they did have a string to pull on, so.
It's true.
You know, and then you go into Jimi Hendrix, man, even his, you know, it really was quite a skew, but, you know, Purple Haze, excuse me while I kiss the sky. It does sound like he's going to kiss this guy, right?
It was progressive, but then again, it was the 70s, so, you know, maybe he just kind of looked around and he's writing down shit. Oh, there we go.
And he was a left-hand guitar player. You know how those guys are.
I remember that one from Married with Children, Al Bundy. Excuse me, will I kiss the sky?
Yes, that was the best, man. Al Bundy was the shit. You know, and then you talk about others like Queen, you know, the Bohemian Rhapsody. There's just, I mean, God, man, you really can't skew much from that because it's operatic. But, you know, if you're like a little bit wasted, a little bit high, you know, there's a spare him his life from this monstrosity, not, you know, other than other people seeing it from different view, you know, saving his life from this warm sausage tea. Mm-hmm. I mean, who puts sausage in a tea and why do you make it warm?
I don't know. The British do some weird shit, man.
Okay, you win on that front. It's not a scone, it's a scone.
It's to stir the tea, asshole.
Wait a minute. If you're in England, you have to stir it clockwise because you're in the northern hemisphere?
Yeah, if you're in Australia, you'd stir it counterclockwise. Just the way it works, the laws of gravity and all that shit.
I thought it was because you're in the castuary.
Like that one Simpsons episode where Bart had the guy on hold to see what direction the toilet spun in when it flushed, and then he gave him the boot.
Well, I mean, you know, most toilets are those sufficient flushers. They don't have the water rolling down, so how do you know if it's actually going in the right direction? You have to make a whirlpool. Stick your finger in some Duke. You know, and you even go back as far as the police, too. You know, they had a message in a bottle at one time, right? So they really had the whole Tom Hanks thing going on with Wilson. They have that whole effect. But when you listen to lyrics, a year has passed since I wrote my note, not since I broke my nose. Why are you sending a message in a bottle after you broke your nose on a deserted island?
The carrier bridge took his shit on him and bailed.
Wilson, you broke my nose.
Carrier pigeon said, take a pause for the cause. I'm out.
Hey, what kind of nuts did he get on his face? Coconuts.
Tetris branded coconuts.
Nice. You know, we were also talking offline a little ways back here in between our podcasts, and we're talking about that whole social disaster known as Yoko Ono. And we were watching this video that I hadn't seen forever, and I totally lapsed in thinking about this, and I showed you it. I wasn't high as for anything, but you saw me laughing like I'd been smoking a blunt, you know, just going off.
That was fucking terrible. I can't believe they fucking let her do that shit. Whoever was on fucking soundboard duty, fucking fired. Fucking fired.
Oh my God. Stepping on my office watch. You're fucking fired.
Yeah, like exactly. Like, oh, there was easier ways to let us know you didn't want to work here anymore. Like, other than let the microphone stay hot for that bitch.
Oh my God. I mean, everybody talks and jokes about how Yoko Ono was the breakup of the Beatles, and there was other things going on in the back burner while the Beatles broke up, but that cunt destroyed John Lennon for who he was as an artist. If you just look up on YouTube, Chuck Berry singing with Yoko Ono, there's a jam. They're just going off, and you know, there's high points, there's low points, but these are two magnificent players, singers, working together in this jam, and all of a sudden you hear this fucking dolphin snorting cocaine in the background because she's not getting her dues or her looks, going, ah! Fucking nuts.
It was bad. It was really bad. Like, I just imagined, like, the sound guy at the end of the set, like, that the Fresh Prince DJ Jazzy Jeff, when they want to go Phil would throw him out of the house, and they you would just hear the helicopter sound and then see the front porch and then just see his ass fly through. Like, that's what I imagined the end of the set looked like, when they fucking grabbed the sound guy and just fucking threw his ass out.
Did you hear they had these new sound devices to disperse protesters with Yoko Ono's dolphin sound?
I bet you they're hella effective.
Well, you know, and they also recreated it in the beginning of Back to the Future when Michael J. Fox plugs his guitar in.
I love that scene.
As he blows back.
Yup.
Oh my gosh, man. That shit, you know, nobody really thought fully of what was going on. And John Lennon, that's his wife. You know, he had to have her in the band. Okay, you got to have her in the band because why? Because otherwise she's a third wheel and doesn't feel like she belongs. But now she's in the back playing bongos. Yeah, exactly. She's playing bongos that she can't even keep a beat on. And you leave the mic hot? Come on, man.
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
That fucking sound guy fired. I'm telling you, fucking fired immediately as soon as he's fucking, as soon as they stepped off the stage. I guarantee you, Chuck Berry was like, him, never in the industry ever again, ever. Out.
No. Hey, Randolph Hitler, can you take, because he's Adolf's son, can you take this guy in the back and shoot him, please?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh, man. Just, you know, depravity at its finest, right?
Exactly.
You know, and leading to that, you know, people making, you know, disasters, you know, for everybody to see, you know, public nuisance at best. I mean, think about the times where, you know, you thinking to yourself, did I actually just do that, you know, in real life as you're walking around? I mean, a couple times I've really thought about what I wanted to say and didn't say it, but I had said it earlier in my life, like, when are you expecting? I'm not pregnant. Ooh.
You look fat in those pants.
Well, it looks like you're going to give birth to a fine little hippo.
They're like, yeah, that dress looks a little tight.
Oh, by the way, this is pre-Lizzo days, so, you know, it was acceptable to say bad things out in public.
I had a bad decision. Things, something I said. All right, well, I'll start with the bad decision part. It was, oh, don't worry about it. He's going to be just fine. All right, so here's the story. We're at this fucking karate tournament, and I'm fucking an instructor now, like, sort of. And so, like, I'm coaching the fighters, and so one of the parents comes up to me. And she's like, oh, I'm worried about him, you know, like other, you know, fighting and what if he gets hurt? And I'm like, I looked at the guy who was supposed to fight. I'm like, ah, don't worry. He'll be fine. He's going to be just fine. Not more than 30 seconds into the fucking match, 2 minutes later, fucking this guy goes to take him down and fucking sprains his knee, hits the ground, and the fucking match stops. And I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, way to make an asshole out of me, kid. His mom was in the stands, and you could tell when somebody's looking at you, and I'm like, don't look, just don't fucking look over there. So I'm all the fucking mad, and I'm like, he was like, fuck, this doesn't feel good. I'm like, shh, you're fine, shh.
Did you bring yourself some bag of dirt to rub in there?
I was like, fuck, man. And so then I tell my training partner, and I fucking, that, you know, I tell like the fucking head instructor, and I'm like, talk about bad timing, man. I'm like, not more than 2 minutes before that happened, I just got through telling his mom, don't worry, he'll be fine.
Wait a minute, you know, in some places they call them fluffers, not head instructors. Yeah, there was a time I was at a party and just drinking a little too much. Of course, I wasn't driving that night. And next thing I know, I'm like, are you fucking retarded? Because, back in the day, you could say that kind of shit and not really get pulled out in the public, right? Because it was funny.
Our theme song
And
has that.
And everyone looked at me like aghast. I'm like, what? He's acting retarded. And then somebody pulled me up to the side. He goes, yeah, he's on the spectrum. Which actually, the wording was, yeah, he is fucking retarded. Because nobody used the word spectrum either back then.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you're a fucking retard for real.
I look down and go, oh, okay. Well, hey, I apologize. Fucking retard. Let me get you a beer. And, we were friends the rest of the night. Because we had the same interests. We were talking about dolphins. We were talking about hot dogs. We were talking about space. All that good stuff, right?
Word.
Anime, mecca this, mecca that, mecca lecca hiney ho.
Man, so yeah, so that was the most recent fucking bad decision that I made, and then but it kind of got me thinking, like, what if we made a fucking game out of this shit? And
Oh,
so
God.
we came up with the bag of bad ideas, right? All right, so what we're gonna do here is I'm gonna obviously Big O is over there, so I'm gonna go ahead and pull one of these out for him, and
Don't cheat, don't cheat.
no, they're all folded up, and I did it on a post-it like a fucking retard, so now it's stuck together. So it's gonna take me a second to
What are you, fucking retarded?
yeah, are you retarded? Yeah. All right, here we go. And all right, Big O. All right. So, oh well. Fuck it, since I brought up the game, I'll get the ball rolling. All right. This one says a bad decision made during a meeting with the kids' teachers. All right. So, kid gets in trouble for telling a racist joke at school, and like, so like he's white and I'm not, and the teachers are all Mexican, so am I, and I'm like, it's awkward as shit already. Everybody's just kind of staring at each other, and I'm like, I thought I'd break the ice with fucking white people, am I right, guys? Two of lost their shit, one of them was not amused.
Wait, was he white or she?
No, they're all Mexican. But the one that wasn't amused was the principal, so it kind of went south.
How much time did she spend in the fields picking?
Probably a lot, judging by
Probably not if she didn't have a sense of humor. Anybody
the
picking oranges or whatever, oh, believe you me, I know, has a sense of humor.
All right. All right. So this one will be for Big O.
All right, are you sure?
This one says, in a game of truth or dare.
All right, so game of truth or dare. All right, so in my teenage years, I was horned up, sexed up, and had no way to take it out on anybody or anything other than my left and right hand. We were out on we're out on a blanket, right? And it was my girlfriend at the time, so there was no intercourse, just touchy, kissy type stuff. And it was truth or dare, so I had to sneak into this blanket. Now, this is outside in front of her house, so her parents could look outside, and it wasn't totally dark outside, so I had to, kind of salamander in there, so to speak, and scrim my way in. So she had a friend there who accidentally touched me a few times too, by the way. So I got overexcited, and well, let's just say my bubble guts got the best of me, and I let out the stinkiest fart underneath this. So yeah, things that you shouldn't have done that you did, I did, and oh boy, I Dutch oven myself, and that brownie pie was so steaming hot that it wafted up right in their faces, and the mood was changed after that point. Of course, they had a good laugh about it, but yeah, no touching was going on after that.
I don't know if that's a total loss, man. You simultaneously Dutch oven three people.
Yeah, and I got the worst of it.
I mean, fucking collateral damage and all aside, that's still got to be some kind of fucking record. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
that is true. And the also part of that collateral damage was my underwear. I had to ditch those suckers because they were all stained.
You gotta fucking blame that shit on the dog for sure.
The dog shit in your underwear and came in it.
The fucking dog tried to bury my fucking underwear. But
Man, all the dogs sniffing your ass and sniffing your crotch when you get home. Ooh.
we, so my, the story is the dog stole my underwear and then fucking dug a hole and then took a shit and then threw the fucking underwear on top of the shit and then buried the fucking underwear.
Why is there a hole in this peanut butter jar again?
That goddamn dog.
He gets away with all that shit.
All right, here we go. All right.
All right.
In the a bad decision made in the car. Fuck, I'd have one story for that. I'd have like a million fucking stories for that.
And me both.
Thinking that I could fucking hold it until I got home and it was raining and I was going fast and fucking thankfully it was late at night and there's nobody out and I fucking hit something in the road or pothole or some shit. Lost a little bit of control. The fucking car spun around a couple times and then fucking ended up facing like the wrong way. Again, it's fucking super late. Nobody's fucking coming. So I was just able to just turn around and like go back, you know, the direction that I needed to go. But I didn't have to go to the bathroom anymore.
You hit a mudslide, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like fucking, and then my car smelled like pee for like a few days after that.
I can attach to this one as well. So I was working cable, and we're in this big old Econo van, right? So you don't realize how high these things are. Anyway, we had eaten breakfast that morning, and later by lunch, it was just like it was not sitting well with me. You know, a lot of these Mexican joints out in California are hit and miss where I was at. So my stomach was a turning, and my bubbles were a boiling, and I had to sneak one out. I was like, I can get one out, and then just wet. I'm like, no, and they just wouldn't stop. I mean, it was just. It's what happens when you add water to dirt, and it just makes brown. That's what it was. It was just nasty. And the guy I was working with, he had worked with my dad. He was a little bit older gentleman, nicest guy in the world. He goes, "Did you shit your pants?" I go, "No, but I need a bathroom." He goes, "Why?" I go, "I farted really bad. I admitted to the fart." So it's kind of those wet farts that you do that you stain your sheets in, and you can't get the smell out from where you sat. That kind of shat. Anyway. So we're in the park, and we find this public restroom, and I'm waddling like a duck out there. Meanwhile, I got my pants on that are given to me by Cintas. You know, I'm like, oh, that's gonna stain. I got my shirt tucked in, I'm like, oh, the tail's gonna stain. And I'm just waddling through the park, and I'm like, this shit's gonna stain. Then I walk into the bathroom, and of course, these public places, they're never clean. Oh, my legs are gonna stain. So I pulled down my pants, and luckily it was contained in my underwear. I'm like, oh, thank God. The chorizo didn't leave the pan. And I pulled down, and I'm hovering over the toilet. Meanwhile, my butt cheeks are slipping on the seat because I didn't put paper down. I'm too far gone, right? So I take out my utility knife, and I fucking left it, right it. Now I got a T or capital I right there pulled out from underneath my, exposed ass and sling it on the wall. All right, that's done. I finished whatever left I had, and I go up to the sink, which luckily was a lower level sink. It wasn't up to, above your belly button. It was a little bit lower below the waist. And I'm like, oh, good. At least I can a little spritz upwards, get a bidet action going on. So I'm making brown swirls in the sink. And it was like, oh, now my hand stinks. What am I gonna do? I'm a dirty A-rab. Oh God! So I get the soap and It's not soap. It's the soap from the early 80s. That crusty, that sandy, the chalky thing that
Ouch.
never makes a foam to clean, and you barely get in between the nails. And now I'm scrubbing and getting my ball sack and getting the inner thighs, and I'm just flap, 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 trying to get the water up. And finally, for the graces of God, I get everything off. I don't know how. I don't remember. It just happened. It was a perfect storm, shit storm. Anyway, I got everything, I took it off, and I'm drying as best as I can. Okay, so now I've cut and ditched my underwear. So I had undershirt. I'm like, that's gone. So I just wiped up and dried up. Now I threw that in the shitter in the can right there. And I'm like, okay, whew. Get out to the van. And he goes, you all right? I'm like, yeah. He goes, looks like you're missing a shirt there. I'm like, don't ask. He goes, that
Don't
seat
ask,
still
don't care.
stinks. I'm like, wait a minute. No, don't. Let's just go. It was near lunchtime. I go, look, I'm not feeling good. I'm just going to go home the rest of the day. Just take me back to the office or whatever. So he drops me off the next day. Actually, I don't see him for about a week. He goes, that seat still stinks. I'm like, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
He sees you in the office. What's up, Dookie?
Yeah, I'm more than certain that's what it was in his head because he had that smirk on him, like laughing his ass off. But yeah, that was a travesty and justice right there.
All right, man, reaching into the bag here. Let's see. This one's for you.
Okay.
In an elevator.
Oh, God. Okay, we talked about this. We've had guests on, and they have openly asked me, what is about you and butt stuff, Oscar? I'm like, it's not that I enjoy talking about it, but I do because everybody does it. And again, when bubble guts get you, bubble guts will have you. And I had orange juice that morning. I was a copier technician, so I had long sleeve shirts and a nice black tie, black pants, and black shoes. They wanted us dressed nice, like we were out in the field working in the blue collar. So I'm pulling in my toolbox roller, and I'm walking, and I hear the faint sound of gurgles. I'm like, okay, all right, I'll make it to the bathroom. Okay. I get down to the lobby level, and they had the elevators for 1 through 12, and then from 14 on up to the 25th floor, the express elevators. I had to go on to the 14th floor. So I get into this elevator on the express, and it's packed. Actually, I'm walking in the lobby, and they go, come on, come on, come on. So they make room so I could get in. So now I'm the last person in this elevator, and I snuggle back inward, right? Hoping that it's not prison rules and someone's going to enter me as I back up on them. I get my tool case in, and the door closes. And as the I shit you not when I say this, as the doors close, you just hear that sound of hell creeping, and it closes, and it's with force, and I'm like, oh my God, these people don't know what they're in for. It's like Hellraiser, right? Welcome to my hell. Those bubble guts started acting as we started rolling, and then I was like, I can't hold this in, so I let a fart out, and luckily it wasn't wet this time. It was like the longest, smelliest, loudest fart I had ever done in public. And we're in an elevator with a fan on top rotating to keep circulation of the air, and not enough. As a perfume was wafting through the heaven's sake of everybody's nostrils, I heard groans, moans, and people going, wanting death, wanting to lynch somebody. We're going to kill somebody. It was like Frankenstein. It was a scene from Frankenstein, Jester. People wanted to kill somebody. Death was to be had. Just as I was worried about my life, I hear the life-saving sound of a bell, the first stop. So I get off, I look back. After thinking, what am I going to do? They're going to think it's me as the first stop. And I pointed to this guy in this fucking Armani suit. fucking nice haircut, gel back. I go, that was fucking disgusting, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Just as the door's closed, and he's all, blah, blah, blah. Turned around, went to the bathroom, destroyed that thing, dude. Went into my customer, and fixed the machine, baby.
Awesome. Fucking brilliant.
David Copperfield shit right there, man.
Bravo, sir. All right. From the bag. At a furniture store. All right. So I did a wake and bake and then got in the shower and then started getting ready for work. By the time I was ready and in the car, I was fucking, the munchies were like mad kicking in. So I went and I got fucking gas station breakfast sandwiches.
Ooh.
With egg, mind you. So I'm like, I put two away. I'm fine. Then for lunch, this fucking place skimped on the meat on in the burrito, but fucking like used beans as a filler.
Uh-huh.
So then we have fucking gas station breakfast sandwiches with egg and beans, like a fucking more than meat in this fucking burrito that I had for lunch. Didn't get a chance, didn't go to the bathroom before I fucking, before like work ended, and I had to go with my ex-wife and her sister to this fucking furniture store. So we're fucking we're driving past, and driving there.
Right.
We're driving past this nursery, and it's got like these fucking like the tree and plant nurseries, and it smells like fertilizer there all the time. So I'm like, might be a good time to fucking let one slip, and I fucking just in case. And they're like, oh man, that place smells horrible. Now mind you, it was a warm day and the windows were up and the fucking the AC was on. And I'm like, oh man, this place smells. And I rolled the window down. They're like, no, don't. You're gonna, oh, it's trapped in here. I'm like, oh shit, sorry. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I didn't think that through. And so then we get like a few miles away and they roll the windows down and fucking air it out. And I was like, damn, that nursery really fucking smelled. So we get to this furniture store and we're walking around and the fucking beans and the fucking egg from the fucking gas station sandwich are fucking kicking in. And I'm like trying to fucking not like make it smell like the fucking the tree nursery again, at least not where people are standing. Cause this is a big place, a big ass fucking warehouse. So I go and I'm like walking around. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go check out some stuff over there. Like I saw a couple of chairs or whatever, blah, blah, blah. There was like a fucking corner of the warehouse where literally nobody was at. So I go and I stand over there and I fucking let a few rip. And I'm like, oh, fuck, no. I got to get the fuck out of here. And so I'm like fucking leaving the fucking, you know, the gas cloud. And as I'm going this way, I see people coming from this way. I'm like, uh-oh. And like I get like about 50 feet away and there's this big pillar in the middle of a warehouse. And I'm like fucking kind of standing behind it. And I'm like my fucking wife and my sister, my ex-wife and my sister-in-law are over there. And my fucking, and like the fucking gas clouds over there. And the people are walking that direction. When mind you, for like 15 minutes, there was nobody over there. And so then I'm like, I stopped and I'm all, and fucking sure enough, I see fucking walk into the fucking gas cloud and they're all, oh, they fucking turn around and went right back the other way.
I just picture you as Dobby from Harry Potter going, oh no, Dobby loves Harry Potter. I'm leaving a gaseous mound of cloud for you.
And so the funniest part of that whole fucking ordeal is that we get back to the house and we walk in and my ex-wife looks at me. She's like, you're a liar. And that was fucking gross. And I'm like, I just started laughing because I already knew what she was talking about. And she's like, fucking tree nursery my ass.
Oh my God, death consumed all.
So no more from that point on, it was no more gas station fucking breakfast sandwiches.
Oh man, at least it wasn't gas station sushi. Oh God, that's just about as good as when you're with like a bunch of your friends and you lock the doors and the windows and they can't open it up and you just let one rip. Woo, good times.
All right. This one's for you. This one
Uh-oh.
says, in a Walmart.
Oh, God. Why does it have to be in a Walmart, dude?
Yeah, we were pretty fucking drunk when we came up with these.
So, once again, why does it have to be butt stuff? Why? Just why? I don't know. But, you know, I had just not eaten that day. I just couldn't eat for whatever reason. I just, you know, whatever it was, I just wasn't feeling good. And then I finally eat something and it just didn't sit well. And yeah, I was by the frozen hash brown patties and I was looking inside there and I was like, oh God, do I want to spend an extra $1.50 to get these hash brown patties? I already got potatoes. And that's when I felt the demons inside me running around and pushing stuff where they shouldn't be. And that's when, you know, the light goes on over your head. You're like, I've got to do something about this. So I decided not to get the hash brown patties. Luckily, I turned around and I did deposit something inside of the freezer cooler door assembly and closed it back up, thinking that the cold air would weighed it down into the vents and get out of there. And you know, I was like, okay, well, I'll just go look at the ice cream now because now that I got that out of my system, I think I could finish this up without having to visit the Walmart shitter. As I'm looking at the ice cream and open up the door, I'm looking, somebody else wants hash brown patties. That was a bad choice for them that day as they opened up and that air pushed out in their face. They almost passed out onto the ground. And I was giggling like a little schoolgirl, just going.
That is fucking gnarly.
Oh my God. I didn't realize how bad it was until I saw her open her mouth go, oh, and almost throw up right there inside of that frozen room air aisle there, man. It was good times.
Jesus Christ.
Walmart people, right? This guy right here.
All right. Diving into the bag of bad ideas. Here we go. Or bad decisions, sorry.
Same difference.
All right, this one says in a church. In a
Oh,
church.
God.
All right. So,
I know it's not going to be good. You started with so.
fucking Pepper and I went to school like since kindergarten,
Right.
and like we've always been friends, always been fucking with each other, and so we went to Catholic school. We had to go to church a lot. So we fucking went during one of the school masses. And for whatever reason, like I decided to fucking, it'd be funny to fucking grab her wrist when she's about to reach in for the fucking, the holy water and like do the blessing thing. And I'm like, stop it. You're gonna burn your fucking fingertips off. And with her other hand out of nowhere, she just fucking slaps the shit out of me. And I'm like, motherfucker. And a fucking teacher just fucking all he saw was her slap the shit out of me. And he like, just, I walked by and he was like, I'm pretty sure whatever you did, you deserve that. Go ahead. I'm like, that's fucked up. And her ass is just fucking walking by laughing. She's like, like fuck you.
You get your revenge later?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of back and forth.
Just wasn't a one and done. This has been a lifetime of good
Yeah.
fortune for both of you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. This one for you. On an airplane.
Oh God. So all right. So I don't fly much. Let's just start off with that. My job
Did you just get back from Japan?
Yeah, no, let me say I don't fly that much in the past. Okay. It, you know, with my job, I start flying out internationally, you know, because I have to go certain places and fix certain things. And that's, you know, pretty much when I started flying. Before that, I was always traveling via cars. Okay. So,
Get
you
you, John
know,
Madden.
basically, you see the circle right here, you know, you go over there and he tackles from high, you go around and, you know, lopsided lop in the head, and now he's got concussions. So, I pre-etiquette for flying, all right? Well, it just has to do with just being nice to people. And, you know, you could pertain that to bus. I've been on buses a lot, you know, that's how poor I am. But, you know, never traveled by airplane until I got the job that I'm at. In any case, I was on this flight and I was being nice as possible. You know, I don't like being the first person in online, even if they give you a row number or a certain seat timing to get in there. I like to wait because then, you know, everyone's all seated and I don't have to fight for movement and seats and whatnot. And for some reason or another, I was just pissed off. I was just mad at the world, and sometimes, you know, you just gotta reset in your head and just be cool and calm. And that day wasn't it. And some fat ass was coming down the aisle and just hitting left and right, you know, hip to hip to hip, and hit me in the arm and pinched me. I'm like, God damn it, get your fat ass off of me. And you know, it was just it, this isn't a funny so much as a, you know, inclination of how human we are. They looked at me and said, "Oh, well, I never." I'm like, "Yeah, that's why you're that big." So
Yeah.
that went on, and you know, there was tit for tat, you know, later in that flight, and it was just bad decisions on my part all the way there. And you know, we laugh about these things now, but it's just one of those things I wasn't proud of at the time, you know. Now it's just here and gone, and I'm not that same person. So it's all right now to talk about how fat that person was. But you know, it got to a point where I was yelling at this person face to face, you know, why didn't you buy two seats? You're taking up five. And it was just one of those situations where you learn to be a better person, which I wasn't at the time, but now I am. Good times, right? Had by all.
So two things about that. When they said I never fucking, I would have finished that shit off with hit a treadmill, like all Janine Garofalo style. And then
Yeah.
the other one was fucking the fucking being like fuck that. That's what that fat fuck had coming.
Oh man. Yeah, it's just one of those situations where you apologize in your head but not aloud and you move on with your day.
All right, let's see. In a drive-through. All right, so I got food poisoning. I ate some fucking bad shit again, being adventurous and a fat ass and going to the gas station. Not a good idea. I had more food from the gas station even after that fucking whole egg incident.
Quick question. Same gas station?
I wish I could say no, but I'd be fucking lying.
All right, so you didn't learn from your experience. Go
I did not.
on.
So I got like 2 days later, fucking feeling sick for no reason, hadn't even eaten anything, threw up in the morning, fucking threw up at lunchtime. Told my ex-wife, like, I don't feel well. I don't think I'm gonna be able to go to this family thing tonight. She got pissed, thought I was lying. She's like, fine, then I'm leaving, you know, one of the kids and, you know, my nephew home, blah, blah, you're gonna watch home. Like, I really don't feel well. Just park him in front of the Xbox. And so she's like, well, we gotta get him food. And I'm like, oh man, I can, oh, fuck, okay. And so we go through McDonald's and like she orders them food and I'm like, can we put it on the back seat? Like I'm like a, I don't want to hold it. And
Right.
so she's like makes a thing of it and I'm like, fine, I'll just fucking hold it then. We get 2 blocks away and blah, all over the fucking bag and the fucking drinks. And I'm like, I fucking told you this wasn't a good idea. Threw up all over that fucking shit.
Happy meals for everyone.
She was even more mad because there was puke all over the fucking, all over the front seat. And then she said she had to clean it up, go get more food, and fucking go to that family party that I didn't want to go to.
Oh my god! Well, she was a caring type of sort right there. Oh my god, man!
I fucking said it. I was like, "What the fuck? I can't hold the food right now." Motherfucker didn't want to listen. I'm like, "Okay, well, I guess
honey,
I did it the hard way."
I love that.
Yeah, 2 blocks away, and I'm all.
It was that goddamn Filet-O-Fish, wasn't it?
There wasn't even a fucking enough time to like pull over, like barf out the window. No. It was just straight like 2 blocks. I'm all.
Did you open up the bag to keep the barf in at least?
It was in a. See, here's the thing. Here was my thing. It was in a plastic bag inside a fucking paper bag. I'm pretty sure that food was fine, but like the bag was trashed.
Oh my gosh, man. Oh, that's right. Awesome.
Here we go. Let's see here.
More bag o' dicks.
Yeah. All right. Go. During a work meeting.
All right. So. All right. I got a few of these. All right. So let's just go with one that's just going to make your fucking laugh your ass off. We had this big guy named Mike, and he was our team lead. I mean, this guy was like 6'7", 6'6". He was a tall motherfucker. Yeah. Big fuck. And I'm sitting on this workbench, right? The company that I worked for, they got purchased by another company. And so we had new management coming in. They're going to introduce themselves. And I saw this one guy walking through there, and he looked like death incarnate. You know how some of those people have the sunken in eyes, and it looks like they got punched once or twice, so they're black and blue, you know? This is what this guy looked like. So we're in this meeting, and I'm sitting down, and This guy's standing in front of me, and I'm kind of ducked down behind him to make it look like nobody could see me. And he's all, the manager's all, we're going to, you know, go in this direction. We're going to do this, do that. And as I'm looking at this guy, I'm just staring at him. I can't unstare at him. People are just looking at me like, you know, you're weird. What's going on? I'm like, he kind of looks familiar, doesn't he? And Mike looks at me, and, you know, he's standing in front. He looks over his shoulder at me, right? He goes, don't you fucking do it. I'm like, what? He's all, I know you. Don't do it. Don't say nothing. Just shut up. I'm like, but he looks familiar. He's all, what do you mean? I go, those sunken in eyes, that long beak nose, that big Adam's apple, the way he postures himself. Oh, he's all, don't do it. I'm searching for a baby bumblebee. Won't my mama be so proud of me? He looked like the vulture from Bugs Bunny, the little baby vulture. And he goes, stop it. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. And he just busts out laughing in this middle of his meeting with this VP guy talking. And everyone's just staring at Mike, this big motherfucker crying. He's turning beet red, snot running down his nose, and he's laughing his ass off. Everyone in my team just laughing, smacking me back in the, you know, on my back going, oh my God, you hit a home run. This guy made a fool of himself, and I'm laughing my ass off. Come to find out, he had found out about the joke, but didn't know who said it, so he couldn't call anybody out. But, you know, he had a pretty decent sense of humor, let it slide, but it was just the funniest goddamn thing you ever saw in your life. He looked like the vulture from Bugs Bunny, man. That Adam's apple stuck out and went...
It just never reminded me of fucking Vince Vaughn and Susan Sarandon in a film about two people who look like they never sleep.
Exactly. Oh man, great meeting.
That was a good one. All right, we got a few more here. Let's see. In a pool.
Oh God, that's got to be for you, but I've had plenty of those too.
Yep, this one's for me. Oh, yeah, I got one. So I get this new Superman like pipe. It's like ceramic and it's like, this decorative piece. It's really fucking cool.
I thought you were going to say Speedos.
It's like Superman's torso and he's like this, and then like the fucking the bull piece is like where the stomach would be. So, pipe, some fucking summer, fucking out enjoying the pool, fucking token. Like I have shit to do that day, so it's like bowl after bowl after bowl, not realizing that the fucking bull piece itself, which I had just packed, was not part of one whole structure. It was like glued in. So because it was hot out and I had hit so many fucking bowls already, the fucking glue melted. And I watched the as I'm taking my hit, I watched the fucking bowl start to fall. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, maybe it's the water, I'm tripping. And it like just plop, and fucking I just hear bloop, and I'm like, no. And I fucking grab the fucking bowl and it's like it just dropped in the water, but it's still hot as shit. I'm like, ah. So I fucking put it down and the fucking, yeah, look at the pipe. There's no bowl. The fucking little tiny bit of smoke coming out of the fucking what was with the fucking the bowl piece. And fucking a whole full bowl of wet greens.
While you're on the ground going, hey, why?
I'm
Why?
like, you motherfucker. And so then I let it dry and fucking later on try to fucking smoke it and like it was
Oh,
terrible. It was horrible. Like
yeah,
this
it
is
was
like
chlorinated.
pool water and weed. Yeah,
MP.
that was gross.
You have chlorination in there and you have urine.
You right.
All right.
All right. Here's one for you. It says, when lying.
When lying. So, all right. You know what? You can't lie unless you're a good liar. Let me start off with that, all right? You gotta lie to stable a lie, to make a lie into something that is truthful. But it's all lies, and you just gotta keep lying. There's no way around it. You cannot preface a lie with a truth. You always have to keep lying. Now, that said, you have to put in not truths, but stuff that happens on a daily basis into your lie to make it believable. That makes sense? Right?
I would say, yeah.
Now,
I would say,
yeah,
yeah.
and if you're really good, which a lot of people aren't, you can put a truth in there. The reason why you don't put truths in there is because if you put a truth in there, then it ties to somebody else and they have to, corroborate it, and then it just becomes this whole web of lie, deceit, shit. All right. So I'm at my friend's place, 5 miles out from my house. I ride a 10-speed out there, and we are smoking all night long. I mean, and I'm not talking cigarettes. So
Yeah.
you were getting high as a motherfucking pie. So we're in a camper out there, right? And we're just hitting this fucking bong left and right all night long. Whole fucking bag, man. We're talking about skunk weed. This, for those of you who don't know what skunk weed is, I mean, you don't. If you have indica, you have the other shit, that's how much I know. You get the fucking Arabian Prince, you get something down from Mexico lace, these are all phenoms that the generation now is experiencing and enjoying. We didn't have that. I had skunk weed. I had to steal from my dad's stash, for God's sakes. And the skunk weed back then was like hitting the good shit nowadays. I mean, it was just pure crap mixed together, and it got you high as a motherfucker. So we're Go ahead. You want to say something?
If the term stress and swag mean nothing to you, you are too young to be watching this show.
Yes. But learn, please do. So we're hitting the Skux strain, you know. We're just going fucking, we're blitzed. I mean, we are gone. We're laughing at porn magazines. We're looking at tits. I mean, these are natural, fine, big ass tits, and we're laughing at her. Look how big those tits are. You can crush a cat. Ah. So, you know, we're lit, and he has a cat in there, and I don't condone this now in my older age. You know, I think it's cruel, but that cat was high as a motherfucker and enjoyed his night too. So shut up, get off my back. We fall asleep, and when I wake up in the morning, you know, it was hard to sleep through the night because of the cloud, the stench in that room from skunk. And we had the slat windows that just kind of teetered open so you can get some air in there. And luckily, there was some cool breezes going on, but it for some reason, again, in that camper. And when I woke up that morning, I found out why. Because when I stood up in this 6 foot tall camper inner shell, the top 2 feet was filled with fucking skunk weed bong hit all night long smoke. It was still in that camper. And when I stood up, I took a big hit of that, trying to take a breath of fresh air. And then I got high again. High as a motherfucker. Now,
most people have to pay for such a thing.
Oh, God, man. You know what? Yeah. And it was, I joke about it now, but looking back then, it was a gift from God to get a re-hit. So I get on my bike. It's like about 7:30 in the morning. And mind you, when I ride the bike, we're talking in farmland, right? We're talking two-way roads all the way to and from.
Oh, no.
Right? Dirt side, you know. And we're talking California, so the roads are curved, right? So the water runoff goes into the ditches. And so it was Saturday morning, and there wasn't a lot of traffic. I had the full road of, you know, all the way right, all the way back home, but still it's dangerous. There's no sidewalks out there. So I drive this 10 speed all the way back into town. I get back into the house and you could smell it on me. I smelled like skunk weed from a mile away. You could just put your nose up and go, that motherfucker had been smoking all night. My dad and mom were up. I didn't expect them to be up. They usually sleep in, and they look at me and go, hey, so how's the sleep? I'm like, fine. You okay? Yeah, I'm just tired. I'm going to go to sleep. What? You didn't sleep? Like, we were laughing all night long. And I shit you not, Jester, I looked in the mirror before I went to bed, and you could see every single blood vessel in my eyes. I did not have a white speck in my eyes. It was all red and brown because I was full of shit and bloody shit at that note. And I just looked at him like, I'm crashing. I just went into the room. And I fell down and fell asleep. They didn't ask me any questions. I'm more than certain my dad knew what happened because you could smell it. And let's just say that was a great night. Oh, by the way, and that was a lie that tied in. And I never told the truth until years and years later.
Nice. All right. So. Got two left. So this Ooh. One is for me. This one says at a gay bar.
Uh-oh.
All right. So I go with my brother-in-law. He's like, oh, let's go get a drink. And I'm like, all right, fine. And he's gay, but like he didn't mention we were going to a gay bar. He just said, let's go get a drink. I'm like, all right, fine. So I made the bad decision of like, I'm going to go take a piss. I'll be right back. And fucking went by myself. And then fucking I'm in there and I hear, hey, nice. I'm at the urinal and fucking taking a piss. And I hear, hey, man, nice watch. I'm like, yep. Know where I'm at now.
Wait a minute. I prematurely laughed at this. All right. Why do you put your watch on your dick?
Keep time better. It's for the fucking the biometrics thing that takes the stress and pulse levels better that way.
Okay, I thought it was some strange, weird reason people do things nowadays.
Yeah, and I'm like, it was just one of those moments where you're like, you know what the fuck? Like, did I hear? Yeah, I heard it, motherfucker. I'm all fucking, I said good day. And then fucking just left the restroom.
Biggest question I have for you on this. What type of watch was it?
It was a regular digital watch.
So either he was really gay or you really did have a nice watch.
No, it wasn't a nice watch. It
Nice.
was a cheap watch.
Why did he like my watch so much? Why did I get so many free beers?
So I go back to where me and my brother-in-law are sitting, and like I sit down and I'm like, I'm all things you don't want to hear in a restroom while you're at the urinal. Hey man, nice watch. And he goes like he starts laughing. He was all, did somebody say that? I'm all, yeah. I'm like, he's all, are you ready to go? I'm all, I am.
I need to take a shower.
Yeah,
Why?
he's like, you want to have another bar? I'm like, maybe after the he started laughing.
Well, you know what? It's a good feeling to know that you're wanted and not by the law. How many times has a girl ever walked up to you and said, "Hey, nice watch"?
Right, exactly.
Guys know what guys like.
All right. Okay,
Last
last
one.
one. This one's for you. This one
Oh, God.
is this probably should have been for me, all about fucking food at a gas station. That
That probably should have been. You said that twice, man. Why isn't that not yours?
was
Oh, God, man. When you're taking a glizzy from the wrong end of the holes, that's a story for you right there. But you okay, so my retrospect. So back in early 2000, right around that time, 2000 actually, yeah. I was working for a company here in Arizona, and they had one of those personal pizza places inside of the gas station, right? So it was Pizza Hut. And you can make little pan pizzas, personal size, so you can get it for lunch and everything. We love that place, man. It was great food, except for the guy who was lactose intolerant.
Ooh.
Yeah, he told us plenty of times he was lactose intolerant. We're like, okay,
We
well, let's
should
go.
give
We're
a fuck.
like, okay, let's go somewhere else, man. He's all, no, you guys love that place. We'll just go there. I'm like, all right, whatever. That's on you, boo. So. So the story also goes into another guy who was taking Fen-Phen. He was taking Fen-Phen at the time because it was not banned, and he was using it to burn off his metabolism while
And he was
working out. The
fat.
guy was not fat. The guy was he was like 6'2", and he was cut like an A-frame, full of muscle. This guy was ex-Air Force, and he loved his Fen-Phen. He loved the way it jacked up his heart, and he could really get a good workout in and everything. So, it's like, hey, you guys want to try it? You want to try this? Maybe you like it, maybe you won't. Okay, so we decide, okay, we're all going to try it together and, see how it affects us. Well, it affected me like it affected him. I wanted to work out and, I was getting a good night of running around and everything. But the brother that was lactose intolerant when he took it, well, let's just say that he had 500 mile an hour shits through the rest of the night. He just ran back and forth through the room cleaning up shit that didn't need to be cleaned. Tape was on our tool set. He would clean the tape. Like, what the fuck are you doing? It was a fishbowl window that we could look inside there. He's running back and forth. We're laughing our asses off. Then he disappears. We're like, where the hell did he go? He ran to the shitter, and you could see puddles all the way there. And then he would clean up, go back in there, and start working again. The guy was like this for 12 hours, and we were like really shocked and scared at first. And then the next day when we saw him, he's all, yeah, I'm never taking that stuff again. We couldn't stop laughing. We just kept on poking the bear, and just we kept on saying, hey, did you check to make sure the pill's not in your food? Shut up, man, shut up. And he wouldn't let it go. We had some good times in that place. Bad Pizza Hut pizza at a gas
Oh,
station.
oh, oh! Nice,
Good
good
times.
shit, man. All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this set, so don't forget to check out the Facebook. We are on our Instagram. I think we're still allowed on Facebook.
Yeah, we are. We are. So check out the memes I post on there. I'm putting on threads as well. We're getting a lot of likes out there. Let us know you're out there. Say hey.
That's right. We're gonna revamp the website a little bit over here over the summer, and we're obviously watching this on YouTube, so keep tuned in to the YouTube channel. We got more stuff coming for it. We linked up the feed for the audio version of the podcast to
Yes, sir.
YouTube, so you can if you're on YouTube podcasts, you can also catch the audio version of the show.
Right.
All right, guys. So until next week, take a toke and watch all your words go up in smoke.
Deuces.